morning. I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. A group of parents, citizens, and Astoria School District employees have joined forces to create the Astoria School Foundation. The newly formed group is holding a Get to Know Us event this Friday, May 14th, at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Loft in the Red Building in Astoria. Their mission statement reads, "The Astoria School Foundation is dedicated to our community's tradition of academic excellence." Their objective, like other foundations, is to raise and manage money to support Astoria School District school programs, classes, field trips, and to provide needed supplies to faculty and students, among other things. Today, I have two board members of the Astoria School Foundation here, Miranda Helixo and Joe DiBartolomeo, and they'll tell us more about the fun event that's planned for this Friday and why this school foundation is essential for our young people who attend school in Astoria and why it should matter to you. Thanks for being here today, Miranda.
Good morning, Donna. Thanks for having us. We're excited to be here.
Good. And Joe, it's good to see you as well.
Thanks for having us.
Well, Coast Community Radio Station is about community, and you all are members of the community who do a lot of good things. In fact, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, please, Miranda?
My name's Miranda Helixo, and I have three daughters in the Astoria School District, a high schooler, a middle schooler, and my youngest is in second grade at Astor. I'm a preschool teacher at Warrenton Head Start, and I'm also a CASA volunteer. I did graduate from Astoria High School. I've lived here a long time, so the school district really is close to my heart and means a lot to me.
Excellent. And what about you, Joe, please?
I have had two children in the school district. One is long gone, has graduated years ago. I have a sixth grader now going through the district, and we've been working with the district as volunteers throughout both kids' journey through the school district. I'm a member of the budget committee on the school board, and I've been doing that for about a year.
Before we talk about the Astoria School Foundation and what that is, maybe we should identify what already exists. Like, if someone didn't know how our schools operate, why don't we just give a basic foundation, you know, view of that?
Okay, well, the school district is run by a school board of directors that, along with the superintendent, Craig Hoppus. Also in the district, we have the Astoria Scholarship, Inc., which supports outgoing seniors, providing them with scholarship money, which is a fabulous foundation and been around for a long time. There's also the AYA, Astoria Youth Athletics, which grants a lot of money to the athletic programs in the Astoria School District. They raise a lot of their funds through the concession stands. That's who runs the concession stands now. And so we're here as the Astoria School Foundation to try and kind of fill a needed gap that we see in supporting the academics and arts.
Okay, so the athletic programs have have some funding, additional funding that they get from from this other organization. And then there's a scholarship program for graduating seniors. Mm-hmm. However, there really hasn't been anything until now like this foundation to support academics and arts in the schools.
No, there really hasn't been. I think it was about, I want to say about 10 years ago when the Napa School District separated from or became their own district. They were associated with Clatskanie. Mm-hmm. The folks out in the Napa area got together and started a foundation, and they have a nice event each March. I believe it's St. Patrick's Day right around that time. And they've been in existence for at least 10 years. Mm-hmm. And so that's when I first started thinking about a school foundation in this area. And being the procrastinator that I am, we just finally got going on it. But there are a lot of other districts. There's also a that have these foundations. Up on the peninsula, there's a well-established foundation. So I think it was a couple of people at the same time started thinking about this, and we finally started organizing the foundation.
And a foundation is a 501c3, so this is a nonprofit organization. And how do you identify what the needs are? And obviously the school district and the board must be thrilled that you all have now formed, and even though you just have four board members at this point, and it's brand new, really, they must be very excited about this additional help.
What I remember, they are. And I believe that when I first got involved with the budget committee, which was an eye-opening experience because it was during a time where there were some significant cuts, I understood and learned from the board that part of their strategic plan or one of their goals was to see if we could, in the community, form a foundation. And so that was how it came to be. As far as the goals or how we would work, right now we're in the organizational phase. We're still putting ourselves together. And that's part of why we're having this event, to introduce ourselves to the community. But what we're hoping to achieve is, with our funds or with our fundraising efforts, we would invite grant applications from teachers in the district. And then with criteria that are consistent with both our mission and the district's mission, we would then support the teachers in their efforts. What we hope to have, and Brad Pope has been meeting with us as a liaison from the board, and so we would look to the board as for advice, or at least run proposals by them so that we're making sure that there's not a duplication of efforts. So that's what we're hoping to achieve.
And that you both are, yeah, consistently doing similar things which benefit each other. And I think a school board position can be controversial. That is for sure. However, a foundation like this, there's no controversy because it's just a win-win for everybody.
Right. Right. Yeah, we're just here to support the entire needs of the district as they come up. I mean, there's lots of things that we look to do. And at this point, I don't think we want to make any promises, but we're just hoping that we can be there to provide needed supplies and just kind of fill some of those gaps that the district is facing right now. It's important. It's timely for Astoria to have a school foundation. We should have had one probably 10 years ago. It's just a matter of getting the right motivation and the right group of people together to kind of motivate each other to get this going. But it's exciting. It's going to be a great thing for Astoria. I'm excited about it. And
what's going to happen Friday night? So Friday night at 6 o'clock from 6 to 8 p.m. this Friday, May 14th, at the Loft at the Red Building in Astoria, there's going to be a party. And what's going to happen at this party?
Well, at this party, we're just inviting anyone that's interested in our foundation and getting to know us to come meet the board members. It's Joe and myself, along with Bill Shively, who is a middle school teacher, and Marty Durst, who is an Astoria parent and former Astoria school board member. And then, of course, Brad Pope and some members of the school board will be there. We're hoping to just kind of raise awareness of some of the things that the teachers have told us that they're needing. So we have some students from FFA speaking. We have some student art that's actually going to be for sale from the high school that people can purchase. And we're going to have some plants from the FFA. We have some local businesses that have donated great appetizers. The Bridgewater Bistro will be running our bar. So it's already been a great kind of community involvement event so far, and we just really want it to be a party and people to get to know us, see what we're, get some ideas of what we're all about.
It seems that you would have no real trouble really getting parents of school children who are in the Astoria School District involved. How do you think that the foundation needs to engage people who don't have children in the school district?
One of the things that I try to keep in the back of my mind when we put this thing together is that this is not something that we own. And I think a lot of times when people start an organization, because they put their heart and their soul into it, they tend to think that it's their baby, so to speak. This is a community asset. And you will see that, I mean, we both have kids that have gone through the district, and you'll see how their experience, even at the lower grade levels, molds or forms who they are as a human being. And so that, I think, that benefits everybody. And we've had a lot of trouble with funding our schools lately. And I can see firsthand as a parent, but also sitting there and really trying to figure out all these numbers, how kids are getting short shrift from the lack of funding. So I think that even if you don't have a child in the school district, I think it's a community asset that you'll benefit from. And I hope that people who, it's not just parents that show up. I hope there's other members of the community. And I do want to mention, before I forget, There are parents clubs that operate and work at each I call them buildings, at Lewis and Clark, at the high school, at the middle school. Those are great organizations. They do a lot. They respond to the immediate needs of the schools. They provide a forum for the teachers and the parents and the kids to get together. Bill Shively, who is on our board, who is our president, he's very active in the parent clubs. And we don't see ourselves competing with the parent clubs establishing the foundation. What we're hoping to do is provide something that's more long-term, that looks for the sustained needs of the district. And I just wanted to put that out there, because there are a lot of parents who work very hard as volunteers.
Yes. Yeah.
I happen to be married to one. So,
yeah.
that's something that we wanted to make sure that we're not out to compete with other organizations. In fact, I could see us working together on projects.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think we are, you know, I've been involved in the parent club very actively when my oldest daughter was at Gray, and the parent club is definitely very needed in the district. We like to work with them, and like Joe said, I think we're looking for more of a big picture, long-term, sustained effort for the district. A lot of times parent clubs are more like Joe said, the immediate,
right? It's a hands-on thing. They're not an organized 501c3. They're not a foundation has many advantages because the ability to give grants, to receive grants, there's so many reasons why a foundation makes sense.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, this foundation was established out of a lot of love for the Astoria School District and pride in the Astoria School District and the fabulous staff and administrators we have. The buildings are full of so many great people, and that's where the roots of this foundation are planted in. It's nothing. It's not negative. It's all positive.
I'm the son of two educators, and I remember as a kid listening to my mom and dad talk, and my dad worked in one district, my mom in another, and there were morale at one school is a lot better than morale at another school, and it was interesting to hear them compare and contrast. So I was at a meeting, I think it was a few months ago, and I heard a person from the teachers union compliment the superintendent and his staff on how open they were in doing their contractual relationship. And I also heard the principal bragging about how his teachers at a certain building in this district were willing to jump in and take teaching assignments that they didn't know about until the first day of school. Mm-hmm. And you just, to see that, all the different players working together so well, it's inspiring. And I think that also the parents and what they've done, I think we've gotten an excellent response so far. So that's what motivated me.
And I think all those things are what allowed our foundation to get off the ground right now. It's having the right school board to support us. It's having the right superintendent, the right group of teachers. I think everything just really has come together, and it's time.
And parents who say, I know that we are stretched and I can come and I can volunteer some hours. But if you don't have the supplies you need because we don't have the resources, then where are we going to get those?
And
the field trips, which can make a huge difference, can change the course of a student's life, one field trip. And they might say, oh, I didn't realize I want to study frogs. I want to be a botanist, or I want whatever it is. We have these enrichment opportunities that are really vital.
Right. It's little things like, you know, chapter books for the elementary schools, or, you know, my daughter's is at the high school, and she likes to joke and say that they don't get Kleenex anymore because Kleenexes are on the school supply list for the elementary school, and it's something that they don't have at the high school. Whether or not, I don't know if that's true or not, but it's little things like that, little gaps like that, that we're hoping that we can fill. And then eventually we have some really big picture, you know, ideas of things we would like to do if we get the funds, you know. So
if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn, and today we're talking about the newly formed Astoria School Foundation with board members Miranda Helixo and Joe DiBartolomeo. And we're speaking about the fact that the school district has a board and they do the best they can with the resources they have. However, the Astoria School Foundation, which is a nonprofit, is looking to fill gaps and to provide opportunities. One of the things that I think about, and I just went to a wonderful leadership forum workshop last week, is that there are these bright spots, these students who are really innovators and who can, and America's built on this, on the, on these innovation innovation ideas that come from our young people, and they're not maybe being challenged and getting what they need. And this forum was talking about how we have to focus on the bright spots and we have to help provide the resources that those kids need. How would we do that with the school foundation?
Well, I think definitely there's a short-term and a long-term view that we're having in terms of down the road and what we want to do. Short-term, again, we're talking about filling gaps for just basic needs. But then as we grow and we progress and we have more people involved in our group and we have some conversations, then we're looking at enhancement programs. And again, we would have to run things by the district to see whether or not the funding's there or not. But I know the TAG program was cut. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the programs I think you're talking about where you're challenging the kids that need to be challenged and maybe something like that. There are foundations in this state that will actually put themselves in a position where they can fund a teacher mm-hmm. or two. And that, it seems ominous right now because mm-hmm. we're just getting started. But I think that's the type of thing we have to set our sights on, mm-hmm. type of goals we have to shoot for. So that's what we hope as part of our overall mission to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is a worthwhile goal. The talented and gifted program is what you've been referring to.
Right.
And making sure that kids stay in school and that they're really excited to be there because and I don't know, how is it now, because my daughter has graduated, she's off here, how is it these days, are your children enjoying being in school and are they telling you, if we just had this, are we getting guidance from our children?
Well, I haven't heard anything negative coming from my child, but I know that there are things that she was able to participate a couple of years ago, and you know, things she could participate in a couple of years ago that aren't available now. I know that I suspect that the field, and again, I'm not sure about this, but I guess get the feeling that maybe the frequency of field trips isn't what it used to be. I don't know, Miranda, what you've seen.
Yeah, I think that they're not taking as many field trips as the teachers would like, probably. I think that I want to stay away from negative things about the school, but I think it's no secret that our elementary class sizes are too big right now, not just elementary, all the way up through to the high school. The district knows that. The district isn't happy about it. They don't want it that way, you know. But my kids love going to school, and that's because of the teachers and the staff in the buildings. There's programs, you know, Joe mentioned TAG. I think that there's other things that could be happening in the school that aren't because of funds. You know, I spoke yesterday to the staff at Astor, and I told them, we want to provide some resources for them to be able to teach the way they want to teach, not to have to teach to the conditions that the current economic climate has provided them. We want them to be teaching the way they want to teach. And I think there's a lot of things that they would like to do, projects, whatever, that they can't do, books they'd like to provide or, you know, I mean, there's, we have a lot of long-term goals, like Joe said. I think a teaching position is kind of my ultimate, you know, I'd love to be able to fund one teaching position for the district and, you know, or a textbook adoption. There's lots of things.
Right now, it also seems like school has become really crucial as families are not the cohesive units they once were, as children are not having, especially during these economic times, are not having the kinds of experiences that they need to have to grow their minds and their bodies and their spirits. School really has a huge role. I mean, school almost has to be
huge.
Everything to everybody,
yeah,
in some way. And I'm not sure there's any way of changing that other than we just have to keep increasing our resources.
Well, I really strongly feel that the school is definitely, it's a community. And having seen, you know, our kids are a few years apart. And so you get to see, you know, one kid take the trip through the district. And it's just it's the little things like the people that work in the front office that just make sure that that everything is okay for a lot of these children. Mm-hmm. They do a lot of things for these kids that nobody ever hears about.
Yeah.
And then I remember then my second one comes through, and there's the same person there at the front office, and it just makes you feel so good because there is that person who you know is going to take good care of your yeah. child. I remember years ago when Judy Bigby was at Astor, and we had the science fair in the spring, and it was much more than just a science fair. It was a coming out, you know, we all kind of emerged from our houses after the rain started to settle down a little bit, and it was just a spring get-together. And so I really feel the schools are a community. They support our kids in so many ways that we don't even know about.
Are there other ways we can engage with the community? I know, obviously, athletics seems to be well-funded. They're not having the challenges right now that the arts and academic programs are having. And what about, like, a spelling bee that the communities, I mean, what kinds of programs can there be with the schools and the community to really engage people? Because I know I've heard in the old days that people would come out to every school play and, right. and you know, all. So what can we do to engage the community and the schools and these children?
There's a lot of things that are going on already that people do come to. Last night was a band concert, pretty good turnout there. We've had the Parents Club put together a hoedown, which occurred in February this year and last year. I think we've had two of those. Mm-hmm. That was designed to get all of the kids from all of the different buildings together, which was successful.
That's been a big success.
The science fair, I always thought that was kind of neat, and things like that. We're kicking around the idea of having restaurant nights where we would go to the various eateries in town and make some kind of really sweet deal for both of us where people from the district could come out and we could all sit down together and eat food. That's my heritage. Everything happens over the dinner table, but eat some food.
You must be Italian.
And break some bread and talk about that. And I think Bill Shively really stressed this. We do want to provide a forum for people to come together and talk about the schools and what's going on in the schools. So those are a couple of things that happen already. There's also the Band Boosters put together. I think it's the Band Boosters. I could be wrong on that. But the folks that love music, every Valentine's Day, they've had the cabaret. So there are a lot of things that go on, mm-hmm. and we hope to add to that.
Mm-hmm. I think the school foundation can reach out to a broader audience than just parents. And that's what I mean, just citizens who don't have children who are in school.
Or alumni. Recognize.
Yes, mm-hmm. alumni.
Alumni
exactly.
is an area that I think that I would really like to tap. I know that, you know, my brother lives in Seattle and he's a Astoria High School alumni also. And he has asked me before, is there an alumni, you know, association from Astoria High School? There's a lot of pride in this community and in Astoria, you know, and I think that's something that we'd like to tap and eventually maybe have some sort of a tie to create a way that alumni can support the district.
That is a great idea. That's really important.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Susan Spence, who's doing a brand, and what is that going to look like?
The brand, Susan Spence, is amazing. We gave her some ideas. She asked us about what our organization was about, and she put together a brand, and it's on the invitations that we sent out.
Mm-hmm.
It's our name, and then Bill Shively calls it the Flame of Knowledge coming out there. And Miranda insisted that the fisherman colors be in there, which
purple and gold.
It's my fisherman pride yeah. coming out.
Yes,
and,
yes.
So when we send that out to the alums, they see that, and I think that's going to help us.
I think it'll help us. Yeah. I think any, you know, purple and gold, people have a soft spot for it. So.
Indeed, they do. And on, let's talk about how people can actually reach you to get more information. There's actually an email, which is AstoriaSchoolFoundation@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if people want to come on Friday night, do they need to RSVP, Miranda? How do they? Do they just show up at 6:00?
No, they can just show up anytime between 6 and 8. We'd love to have as many people there as want to come. It's open. Like I said, there's also going to be some student music. I don't know if I mentioned the student music. There's some high school musicians that are going to be performing. So it's just going to be kind of an open event for people to get to know us and hear what we're all about.
So right now, you just want the people who are listening to this program, the people in this area, in this region, to know in this community that Astoria School Foundation now exists. And you want to talk to people, get their feedback. And I agree with you about the alumni, too. There's so many reunions here. There's so many people.
Right.
People come from Europe to come back to these Astoria reunions, high school reunions and things. And I think there is a lot of pride, and the Astoria School Foundation is providing something which has not existed and which makes sense because it's working well with other school districts in other places.
It works, and it's a positive thing for our district because we have a fabulous district. We have fabulous staff, great students, and really involved parents. And it's a very positive thing for the district.
We only have a couple of minutes left. Are there any other things you'd like the listening audience to know right now?
I just, other than coming out on Friday, I can't think of anything else at this point.
If you're a fighting fisherman and you're proud of it, you want
to
stay engaged, be involved, and the Astoria School Foundation is the way to do that.
We have been reaching out to alums, and we had quite a positive response so far. So that's kind of neat to see.
Yeah, this is something just that'll benefit the whole district, and I think that that's important right now.
It's been said, you know, children are how we treat our children in a society says what we think is going to, you know, it says who we are. I mean, and what our future is going to be because these children and our investment in their health and their welfare on all levels is really crucial. And this foundation would be obviously supporting that.
Definitely. That's ultimately what it's about is just providing the children in the district all the resources that we can to help them, be the most successful when they venture out, you know. And I think that's what it's all about. And that's everyone's problem, really.
It is. We all are in this together. So if you're interested in becoming part of the Astoria School Foundation on any level, right now it's the ground floor. This is a great time to be involved. You can get in touch with Miranda. You can email the Astoria School Foundation at gmail.com. Joe DiMartolomeo, I'm sure that you would talk to people at any point as well. And thank you so much for doing what you're doing. It's important.
Thanks for having
good
us.
Good work.
Absolutely. Us talk
well,
about it. We're excited.
Well, Friday night should be a really good time for everybody. And it's great for these students to see that the community cares. That makes a difference, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this community does care about its kids.
It does. It does. And this is a great way to show that. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you for having us.
And Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire. Are you a graduate of Astoria School District?
Il Waco.
Okay. All right. Well, we have you in Astoria right now, though. So that's what matters. I want to thank all of you who listen to this program. Talk of Our Towns airs each Wednesday morning from 9:30 to 10 on KMUN and KTCB. We also are live streaming on the web at www.coastradio.org. And this will be repeated tonight again, KCPB 90.9 at 8:30 p.m. And you can also download to your MP3 player when the fancy strikes you. And I want to thank local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, take a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life and focus on those good things, expand them, and then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.